So you made it here, you knew where to go, your teachers guided you on the way. Koinonia is simply a time for us to gather together as a whole school and try and focus on a particular theme or goal as we're trying to grow in wisdom and virtue so that we may be more like Christ, so that we may live lives that are pleasing to God, and that we may continue to grow. That's the purpose of education, is that you can grow in wisdom and virtue to honor God in everything that you do. So Koinonia is going to be a time that happens once a month, at the first Wednesday of every month, where we'll gather together in this room and we'll focus on a theme together where we can try and grow. The theme for this year is going to be wisdom versus folly. Wisdom versus folly. One of the big themes in the book of Proverbs. How many of you know what the book of Proverbs is? Raise your hand. Okay, many of you. So we're going to be looking at wisdom and folly in the book of Proverbs, which is a collection of short sayings that are trying to help the people of God live lives in a complex world. So if you remember Israel, you remember how under Moses they were led out of Egypt. God gave them laws, commandments, rules to follow. But there were still a lot of situations that they encountered that they didn't have a rule for. They didn't have a particular direction of what they should do. Well, in all of those situations, it takes wisdom to be able to know what the right choice is. You can think about different situations where maybe your parents tell you to do a certain thing and to do it a certain way. Your teachers have probably already given you instructions that when you do your homework, you need to put your name in the top right corner. Hope nobody has it in the top left corner. They're giving you particular instructions about how to do homework, and they don't give you a lot of freedom. But then maybe you get home and there's nothing that you have to do. There's nothing that you're told to do. And you have a freedom to choose how to use your time. Well, it takes wisdom to know how to use that time well. So this year, we're going to be looking at wisdom versus folly. How do we best love God and love our neighbor when we don't have a particular rule or guideline or command to obey? And this is important because Proverbs tells us it's a matter of life and death. The difference between wisdom and folly is a matter between life and death, so it's important that we get that right. So we're going to be studying various Proverbs this year, different short sayings that a man who doesn't have control of his emotions is like a city broken down and without walls, these short sayings of wisdom. But first we have to understand what a proverb is. A proverb is not a law. So if you can think of different proverbs, I'm going to make one up that's not from the book of Proverbs. If you work hard, you will be rich. Well, if you treat that like a law, you might look around at people that aren't rich and say, well, guess they didn't work hard. That's not the way Proverbs work. That's not the way to understand Proverbs. If you do this, this will happen. Well, that didn't happen, so I guess the proverb's not true. If you study, you will do well. And maybe you've had the experience where you spent a lot of time studying and you didn't do as well as you hoped. Well, that doesn't mean that the principle was wrong. But it's not a law. It's not an absolute logical conclusion from that. But even though they're not laws, proverbs aren't useless either. They're not just statements that are kind of nice things that don't have any relevance for life. Proverbs work because things have natures. They have essences. And if you know the way a thing is, you're better able to make right choices. For example, if you know that dogs will eat anything in sight if you let them, and if you know that three-year-olds are particularly prone to drop a lot of food on the floor, you're not going to leave them alone during summertime because all of the toddler's food will gradually make its way into the dog's mouth as they're dropping it. Knowing the nature can help you make a wise choice. If you give a mouse a cookie and you know the way slippery slopes work, you know where this story is going to end. You can see how the story is going to progress. If you know that teachers are usually tired and have a lot of work to do and function best and are most likely to be pleasant with you if they're properly caffeinated, well, that might give you some wisdom on how to give wise gifts to your teacher. If you think about wood, if you're building something out of wood, knowing the way wood works, how many of you have ever seen the growth rings on a tree? Anybody? So if you see a piece of wood and you see the growth rings going on a board, if you know how that board is going to move, for example, it's going to want to straighten out, that's going to help you build furniture that can stay together and that won't fall apart when the wood starts to move. You have to know the nature of things. And proverbs work because things have natures. They have causes. They function in predictable ways. So if we're coming to Proverbs saying, that's not a law, probably doesn't apply to me, you're not going to be able to walk in wisdom. We should come to Proverbs saying, yeah, that's actually the kind of person that I am. I would be likely to do that kind of thing. I need to learn from Proverbs. They're not laws, but they're not useless. We don't want to hear Proverbs always thinking of exceptions to the rule. We want to hear them as truths that can help us walk in wisdom, but they're not laws. And the last thing about wisdom is that the purpose of wisdom is not so that we will receive God's blessing. We're not obeying so that then God will bless us. But wisdom is the way we enjoy those blessings that God has given us. So we see even in the book of Proverbs that he first rescues them from Egypt, he gives them a land, and then here's how you enjoy all the fruits of what I've given you. God blesses first, and then obedience is the way we can enjoy those blessings. So wisdom may help you live longer, but it won't make you right with God. So maybe you think of the example where you're given a new bicycle, and then your parents give you all the directions on how to ride the bike. Make sure you always wear your helmet. Make sure you don't ride on busy streets. Make sure you stay in a straight line and you're not weaving all over the road. They're giving you directions on how to enjoy that bicycle, but those instructions aren't what caused them to give you the bicycle. You were given the bicycle first, and then you learned how to enjoy it to its fullest extent. That's the way wisdom works. Obedience helps us enjoy the blessings that God has given us, but it's not earning those blessings. So show wisdom by preparing for the next stage of life that you're going to be in. So kindergartners, it's a long way off. Kindergartners over here. A long way off, but next year you'll be in first grade. Start to see what the first graders are doing well and try and learn to do those things as you're going to be there pretty soon. Sixth graders, as you're looking up to the seventh graders, try and learn what are the kinds of things that now seventh graders have to do that you didn't have to do in sixth grade and learn how to do those things well. So you show wisdom by preparing for the next stage you're going to be in before you get there. 11th graders, when you're coming up on graduating and thinking about what would it look like to be at college or a high school graduate, how are you preparing now as opposed to just waiting when it happens to you? Oh, guess I need to learn how to handle this now. Prepare for that responsibility now. So this year we'll be looking at wisdom versus folly, how we can enjoy God's blessings together.